Hey everyone, welcome to the Bring the Mio podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Heather.
I'm Letty.
I'm Sammy.
I'm Desiree.
And we are four best friends sipping on Mio and vodka while talking about spicy topics and raunchy experiences. You may be thinking it. You may have experienced it. And we are going to expose it all. A Mio Squad. Hit us up if you've had similar experiences after the show. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Bring the Mio. Drop that comment and that like and let us know.
All right, you guys. So why are we Bring the Mio? So Bring the Mio originated because we were drinking so many sugary drinks and it was giving us badass hangovers. So we got onto drinking Mio. We would bring it at our club. I literally would bring it in my fanny pack. It helps with hangovers. It is no calories. Some of them have energy. And honestly, it just makes the vodka go down so smooth. So definitely try it. Today, we are trying cherry blackberry. And let me tell you guys, I'm sipping on this right now. And it is full-bodied, fucking sexy, like boudoir kind of shit. Like you want to touch your nipples, right? Like it isn't like summery and fresh. Ooh, no, it's like raunchy.
For Desiree.
this is my flavor. It's like if you took like a cherry and rubbed it down your body as you're fucking someone and then have them like eat it out of your vagina, like this is the type that you would do that to. So just shoot it in your drink, shoot it on your body, and have a bitch lick it off you. Bitch, as in girl or boy. Like, Avi, me, I don't play. I swing both ways.
Who needs the chaser?
So honestly, go try it out. It's delicious. It's very refreshing. The cherry blackberry is delicious. Take it, experience it, throw it on your titties. Let's go. Why are we pre-gaming? What are we doing tonight?
We're getting drunk together.
Yeah, we're just gonna stay home. We're still not ready to go out.
I mean,
we were almost ready, and then
Daddy Ducey gave us a fucking curfew, you guys. Like, no joke, we're supposed to be actually at home right now. It's 8:08, and we should be at home, but
we can't.
We can't let you guys, like, just live without us. So we're breaking the rules.
We're servicing the people.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure if you're, like, taking care of and servicing other people, like, you can be out right now.
It's a job.
So yeah. We're servicing the people.
We're still not ready to go out yet. Obviously, Scottsdale Mill is popping, but with the curfew, we can't go out. So we are pre-gaming here with each other. So please drink with us, tag us, show us what you're drinking, and party with us.
And we just like to mention this, that we bring the Mio wherever we go, and we encourage everybody to bring the Mio.
Wherever you're at.
If you get a vodka water and you don't like it, just turn to me. I'm going to have that Mio ready for you.
Squirt, squirt,
squirt.
So just to dive in, this week we are going to be bringing it down a notch from last week's conversation in DP and threesome. This week we are going to be talking about those quarantine hookups. How has it affected or changed the dating game and how it might even affect going into the real world once again, once these curfews are lifted. So if Sammy wants to start us off.
I'm going to get us started tonight.
Put your seatbelts on.
I've been quarantine hooking up, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Quarantine hookup.
Quarantine hookup. So I have this friend of a friend. We are going to call him the engineer.
Ooh.
Oh, yes. The Freeze engineer.
Those fucking knobs, bitch.
Like the gears?
Knobs, gears. I don't fucking know.
He turns her gears.
Ooh, twist those on. Ding, ding, ding.
So, I have this friend of a friend. Three of us are actually at happy hour. Heather went out of town without us.
Loser.
They always do fun stuff when I'm gone. That's another story.
She went out of town.
She didn't invite us, by the way. Backstory. Anyways.
So we were all at happy hour, and we all had a lot to drink. And I was feeling brave, and I was like, I'm going to slide this guy's DMs right now. And I was like, hey, I got the house to myself. Do you want to come over? And within an hour, he was over. I had to have Desiree drive me home that night. And I was like, Mama Dez, can you take me to the grocery store so I can get more drinks? And we got a bottle of wine that night.
We stopped at Bash's. Like, who goes to Bash's anymore? But we did.
Wait, I have a question. I'm sorry to interrupt your story. What made you slide in his DMs? Did you think he was cute? Did you catch, like, someone in your ear tell you, like, oh, he's kind of into you? Like,
well, my friend of a friend was actually at happy hour with us. And I was like, yo, your friend was supposed to come to my birthday. And he didn't come to my birthday. So I'm going to slide in his DMs right now and see what's going to happen. And it happened. Literally within 1 hour, he's over.
It's going down.
So it went down. Hey. So, I mean, we did it all night. Oof. And he stayed the night, the first night. Check, please.
Were you walking the next day?
Well, yeah. Jesus.
She's stretched, like,
no,
guys.
We had to get a wheel fucking truck.
Actually, no, I have a question for you then.
Yes.
So, obviously, this is your first hookup post-breakup.
Yes.
So, how was that? Was it sexy? Was it, like, did your nipples tingle? Like, how did it feel?
Was it
to
so
fuck
different?
A new dude?
It was very, I mean, obviously any hookup sex is different than relationship sex. And I feel like especially that time was like the first time. And I think he probably hadn't hooked up with anybody in a while either.
Was it vanilla?
Did you feel like that? Like, you got that vibe? Or like it felt like when you guys were fucking, it was like, okay, this is vanilla.
No, it was great. But I think he was enthusiastic.
Because so he came fast?
No.
Oh.
We did it all night.
Oh, like enthusiastic, like he just wanted it.
Yeah, he was ready.
Bang it out. Yeah, okay.
Should we let them know?
I am so proud of Sammy for taking that step because out of all of us, she is the one who's normally, I need to make sure that they got their health things in order. Let
She's
me
like,
have
you
bring
your
health.
Well, she should have asked for a health report during Corona.
I mean, at the time, it wasn't Corona yet.
Yeah.
The lockdown happened that week.
But, yeah, no, it was after the first time, right? You had sex. But then you should have been like, yo, have you gotten a physical?
I mean, we're good.
And then again, like, his pee was already in your V, so it's like, ugh.
When that article came out that was like, Corona could be transmitted through semen, I was like, Jesus sees me taking dick appointments, and this is
he's like oh,
this
my
is
that
the
bitch.
End for me.
Sammy needs to do her Hail Marys.
I mean, at least okay. If you really boil us down, if you got Corona after fucking someone, that ain't a bad way to go. I'd rather get that than like going to fucking Trader Joe's.
It's true.
Forgot to put her mask on.
But it's been really fun. It's been like a pretty consistent dick appointment once a week, like. For example, if we hook up on a Sunday, I won't text him till like Thursday just to reconfirm the plans for this next weekend. And then he'll be like, hey, I'm here.
So you guys aren't having any of those middle conversations like, how's your day? Or texting in between that's just dick appointment, dick appointment, dick appointment.
Yes. I don't need to hear about your day, which is like the best part.
You're not in a relationship.
Not in a relationship. I don't have to like...
Care about him. Taken care of.
There's small talk. I mean, I'm just like, hey, are you
Cuddle.
Coming over? Or you
Unless it's dirty talk, she doesn't talk to him.
Well, I mean, sometimes it's dirty talk. I'd be like, I try to get him over, like on a Wednesday, and I'd be like, hey, do you want to come over? He's like, and I'm like, well, I'll do, you know, X, Y, and Z. And he'd be like, all right, like maybe tomorrow, not tonight. But
okay, wait, what's X, Y, Z?
I mean, all sorts of shit.
I want to know one example.
I mean, I'll be like, I'll suck your dick and you can come on my Ooh. Face.
Oh, hell yeah.
I mean,
do you close your eyes or you open your eyes? You
I
wanna
close,
get
why would you open your eyes,
I wear contacts.
You get pink eye.
You get pink eye from semen in your eyes? You tell me.
I don't know.
I don't think that's...
I think that if
But it would be, like, exciting. Like, is it going to get in? No.
Okay. Sammy,
you're going to get an infection.
Should we tell our squad, our Mio squad, that... the reason why he won't come over that night is because he has to do school.
Oh.
That's why we call him the engineer.
That's why we call him the engineer.
Yeah, backstory.
Because he's actually in school to become electrical engineer.
He's doing
so he can't always come over on a weekday.
Incredibly intelligent over here, but she just wants him for a booty call currently.
Yeah. So I'm like, can you fuck up your schooling, you know, just to come over?
He don't need straight A's.
He doesn't need sleep. He just needs solid B's.
Adderall.
Right.
Didn't he tell you one time that he couldn't come over that night because you guys usually stay up all night?
Yeah. He said,
Okay, Grandpa.
He was like, no, I can't come over because I have school tomorrow and I have a lot of homework to do and we don't get any sleep. And I was like, one, that's a point. It's fucking rude. Two, a girl's got needs. And three, like, fuck your homework.
Also, you it know can wait. What this it can is. Wait.
Do you want to get off or you want to get a fucking A? Just get a B, bitch, and get like, off.
I'm not going to have fuck. You over and have me watch you seriously. Do your homework. I'm not your tutor.
Yeah. I mean, would you be into this? Like, if... Okay, if he was, like, doggy styling you, but still on his, like, laptop doing homework, but you're still getting an A.
Is he putting his laptop... On your back?
Yeah, on your back. Okay, we'll be respectful. We'll have it on the bed.
Okay, but...
Like, on the side.
Oh, like, over the bed action.
Yeah.
Like, bend me over the bed.
Yeah, but, like, he'll be, like, over
Sammy's
here
touching
typing.
Her toes
but
at
do you
that
think
point?
He can do both? Like, get
I mean,
an
like,
A and give it
I don't
to
know.
Good?
I don't have a penis.
Like, yo, you gotta put it down right.
He
or
needs
don't
to learn
come
how
over
to multitask.
You could be, like, editing his paper because I know
right?
you're good at
oh,
English,
maybe you could be on the paper and getting pounded.
Like, you're
I could
typing.
Do his homework
I'm just trying to honestly get a better
no?
game plan for him.
Great ideas. I'm going to present them next time.
Yeah. No,
because
we're going to get you a
he's
list.
He's going to go back to school in September. And
we'll
I'm still going to be like, hey, come over on a Tuesday, on a Wednesday, on a Thursday.
So
like,
you
come
think
over.
This is going to last?
I mean, I hope so. It's fun. It's really fun. And it's like, I don't want more.
Yeah.
I want more sex because it only comes over once a week. Like, twice a week would be better. So
yeah.
maybe.
But maybe feelings will start getting involved if it's more.
They all have a bet. They all made a bet.
I wasn't
going to
say anything. Wait, let me pull up my
camera. Desiree has it on her
I'm
phone.
Fucked up. It's 6 days. It's June 10th was my bet that she was going to fall in love.
We're not falling
but
in love.
This fucking sucks.
Mine's already passed. Mine was like in May.
Really?
Yeah.
I think
I
was
the latest. But I think Corona messed me up, man.
It totally. If Corona didn't happen.
If you were seeing each other more.
No, but he's still in school.
Does
so
not matter.
Would
you, guys...
you go over to his house at that point?
I prefer no. Like, if he's already going to make... If he already wants to drive over here, like, he can keep coming over here. I don't need to go to his
yeah,
house.
Yeah, no. If they want the pussy, they're fucking coming to yeah. her.
That's true.
They want the V.
But something really funny, I already told Heather this, but officially on the record, the other night he was like, hey, do you want to, like, you know, try this position? And
what
I was like,
that?
It was a little... Oh, lots of legging.
A lot of legging.
A lot of
yeah,
Karma Sutra.
Like, so, well, some positions, you know. Okay, and he was like, hey, do you want to try this? And I was like, listen, I want to try them all.
Fuck yeah.
Put it down.
Ooh.
Tell me where my legs
Ooh.
Need to go.
Let's go.
Sammy is
He's like drawing out like a fucking diagram. He's like this.
Out of all of us.
His engineer ass drawing out.
I know. He's like algorithm. He's like, your right leg at 92 degrees. You're like, what the fuck?
He's gonna have a plan next time.
He's like,
A
be like, just tell me where to fucking put my shit.
He's gonna roll it out.
He's like, hold on.
His structure.
Blueprint. We're like, what the fuck is going on? I'd still be into that. That's cool.
But it's been really fun.
A role play.
And I don't know. I feel like this was the perfect transition from being in a serious relationship to getting kind of like, not quite like getting back out there, but kind of in the middle. Yeah.
I agree. And plus, you can use Rona as an excuse as why you don't want him over as much.
But she wanted him over more.
Or why she doesn't want to go over there.
For sure.
Yeah.
But well, I mean, you never have to.
Because he has a roommate.
Oh, who? I mean, so does she.
But she's super cleanly.
Yeah.
I mean, not even that. Okay, yeah, I wasn't thinking
Boys
about Rona.
Are dirty.
But I'm like, I would just be so, I get so tired after sex. I don't want to travel to you.
Exactly.
Or
no,
the next
fuck
day.
No. I want to be like,
I don't
want to
be like,
get out, peasant. Thank you.
Yeah.
Your Uber's outside.
Not even. I'm going to call him an Uber. Fuck no. He can walk home
you
if he needs to.
You can order it off of his
Oh my gosh.
He can do it. I'm
this
sleeping.
Is like, that's
right. This is why I'm not with him. And I'm like, order your own fucking Uber. Don't even look at me in the morning. I'm sleeping.
She's like, you can sneak out the window. Get out.
They're like, but you have a door.
Like we're in high school again.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't want my mother to see you. This
Wouldn't
is
even
not
care.
A relationship. Donna doesn't care.
Listen, Donna don't know shit. I was fucking a chick for a while and she didn't know.
You
she
didn't
goes,
know.
You guys having fun up there? She's like, you'd be like, dum, 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 dum. She's like, what's going on?
We're just moving my room around.
Rearranging.
Oh, sorry. Off topic. Yeah. That's another one.
So I've been having fun with the engineer. I'm single. What are the relationship girls up to?
trying to keep things a little bit more interesting. Ooh. I know that most of the time I'm naked when I'm walking around the house. Plus, it's been really hot.
Like, full naked.
Like, just my underwear on.
Okay.
Or, like, if he's doing something on his phone, I'll just, like, take my shirt off and he'd be like, oh, titties. I'm like, yes.
And does he do anything with her?
Yes.
Or does
he, okay. He gets up. He puts his Stop face that. In between them.
Stop. Does he really?
Yes.
He motorboats you, just like he's like on the computer motorboating you.
Letty's getting motorboated.
But wow, we've also been jealous. Taking some time to actually save some water, and we've been showering a lot more together. I make him wash my hair. It's the best.
Hey, my guy.
The little things.
My guy will brush my hair every night for me, if I washed it that night.
Honestly, like, it's the little things.
Yeah. And then we have sex after anyways.
I was going to say role play,
yeah, that
too.
Would get me.
For some reason, I've been into accents lately.
Like what kind?
Does he do
British,
a Russian accent?
He does do a Russian accent.
Oh, stop. Like, what do you say? Like, when you're, like, wanting to do it and you're like,
talk
what
to
do
me
you say?
Yeah.
I say, let me see your dick.
But no. But with the accents, like, what? How do you prompt that?
What did he do the other day?
Where you're like, talk to me dirty in that Russian accent, baby.
No, I'll start, like, kind of saying an accent, like, kind of British or something, and then we've been watching, like, a lot of Vikings shows.
Can I hear a little sneak peek? If the Mio Squad was in your bed,
ooh.
We want to hear a little something sexy. Ooh, yeah.
I don't know. He calls me Koshka.
Ooh, what if that sounds like Cochina, which is a dirty girl, so that's kind of hot.
So my nickname that he has for me is Squirrel, because I always thought it was because I put his nuts in my mouth.
Y'all, this is news to us. Breaking news. Bitch is a squirrel.
Nuts in her mouth.
Oh,
But I think it's because my cheeks are super full, so it always looks like I have nuts in my mouth.
They're not even full.
We're going to stick with the nuts in your mouth, bitch.
So he calls me, in Russian, he calls me Squirrel. But yeah, he'll just do random accents, but sometimes he's always just randomly saying. I don't know. I don't even know half the shit he says. But honestly, I have been on Duolingo trying to learn my Russian.
My God.
Oh my God.
We just take a second?
We need a moment of silence.
We need a moment because R.I.P. I can't compose myself right now because I've never heard that and it's the best thing I've ever heard in my life.
So what else are you guys doing to keep it spicy?
I've been utilizing our toy that Des got me for Galentine's Day.
Oh my gosh, we did. We used it too in the shower because it's waterproof.
Fuck yeah. Oh, damn. Tell us your
story. That lube that you guys got, like, it's nice.
We talked about our Galentine's Day presents on our first episode. So go check out episode one. All got dildos.
I got two.
And
it was
great.
One. It's pink.
I got zero because I have a
I always threaten him if he doesn't behave right. I'm going to stick the dildo in his butt.
Oh. Honestly, that's going to be one topic because I feel like that's definitely not explored. He would like it, let's tell you. Okay. Anyways, what else? Okay.
So I would say for us, it's been a little bit more intimate moments together, such as the shower, role playing, utilizing toys. Those have been some of the things that we've gone to.
Have you guys wanted to kill each other because you're home?
Oh, we have. 24/7. We bicker every day.
But do you feel like that kind of propels you to, like, have, like, angry hot sex?
I would say it definitely helps with communication.
Okay.
Communication's a lot better because you can't, it's like, not like I'm at work, we get in a fight, and I'll be like, fuck you, I'm not answering my phone. Put you on block. We actually have to deal with the issue.
Okay.
And I'm actually learning better to communicate because I'm very, if things do not go according to plan and if I get thrown off my plan or if something's not the way that I believe, then I get upset.
Yeah.
Because I want to control everything. But yeah, definitely it does make you want to be more intimate because when you see you've hurt someone's feelings.
That's how you console them?
Yes. You're like, come here.
Okay, Heather, what about you then?
I feel like my situation's a little different because my man's and I, we're still going to work full time every day, so we don't see each other. We're not like stuck in the house together.
So quarantine didn't really affect your relationship.
The only thing it affected is like we're not able to go out. Like I guess I would have to say we're stuck here with the kid all the time.
Like, no.
Yeah, you don't get your you time with him.
Yeah, like him and I. So that kind of affected us a little bit, I guess, is there was a lot of, like, tension. Like, we haven't been able to get out and do things, just him and I. However, as far as our hookups and stuff.
Spill it.
So the other night.
When are you getting?
I get off work. Mind you, I work long hours. I don't get home until, like, 8. And I didn't feel like working out. I usually work out every night to close my move ring, and I needed to close that move ring. So what did you do? So Jamie said,
"Let's have
bitch,
sex.
Let me work you out. Yes. Let me work that pussy out."
He said, "Turn on a workout and let's get to work."
Oh my god, I love it. Jamie with the smooth move.
Oh my god, I can see him.
Hey, girl, you want to close that move ring? I got a way.
What did you guys put it under? High intensity workout.
Other.
Is that what sex is?
Okay. Other.
I get notifications every time she finishes a workout.
They should put that on Apple, let's be real.
Dear Apple, when I have sex, should I turn a workout on to other?
Or something else.
So, side note, the next, that like, weekend, we go to, like, a fit camp or whatever, and the instructor, you know, she gets my, my notifications for workout. She was like, "Oh my god, this girl was she was working out at 11 p.m. at night. She is so dedicated." I was like, "I was not working out at 11 p.m. at night." And then it clicked in my head.
You're like, "Fuck, I was
working out at 11 p.m. at night."
Oh my god.
Dirty bitch.
Ooh, that, yeah.
They're, like, coming up to her for tips afterwards. Like, what did you do at 11 a.m.?
Like, you know what I did?
She's like, she's so dedicated.
Tune into my podcast.
She was, like, working out at 11 p.m. Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, so we hit up that doubleheader that night. Hey. And for, like, whatever married couples doubleheaders could be kind of a lot.
I do it all night with the engineer.
Yeah, I'm not on that. I'm like,
I mean,
yeah, I need to go to bed at 10 o'clock.
We'll do it like twice. We'll take a little break. We might sleep for an hour, then we wake up, and then we do it again.
Oh, you guys nap.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's smart.
I mean, it's like back in my day. That's, yeah, I used, fuck yeah. You take a nap or you go do something. I mean, I've already said this. Lesbian sex is literally like hours worth of shit. So it's like you gotta be on it.
That's crazy.
But you build up your stamina.
When's the last time you guys did a doubleheader prior?
Yeah.
It's been a while. I feel like just lately we've been, like, spicing it up lately. Like, I've been sending him more pictures.
Yeah, tell us what you've spiced it up with.
I sent him a video while he was at work. I love sending him shit when he's at work.
It's like you're going to open it?
Do you wish that you could see his face, though?
I do. I wish, like, I want to see if someone's around and he's, yes, like, creeping around the corner. Like, let me,
Or he's a boner.
Seriously. Like, I want to send him a picture or a video that is so good that he needs to go to the bathroom.
Ooh, fuck
like, yeah. Get paid for that shit.
Would you ever, like, text him and be like, "Listen, I need you to go to the restroom. In a minute, I'm going to send you a video." And he goes, "Let's go."
That's a good one.
That is, ooh, good, because you're giving him pre-warning.
You're telling him to go do it, watch my video, and then fucking tell me everything you did.
And then
yourself.
Send me a video of you finishing.
Yeah.
I have a video of some guy finishing.
Snapchat video.
That I'm going to use that. That's going to spice it up. That is going
and
to,
he's
like,
saying my
raise,
name when he finishes.
That's going to raise the bar.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if he can live up to it. Let's see.
I think he can.
He can't say her name while he's at work. He's like, "Nothing."
And he's in the bathroom. Maybe it's like she
can whisper it. Bathroom's like echo.
He's like at work by himself. He's like the only one that goes to the office.
Like, "Jamie, are you all right in there?"
He can just do it in his cubicle then. I don't know. Office? I don't know where he looks.
He's like, "Phone, do not disturb."
For real. So, back to my closing my move ring. I just think it's really funny because to get that ring closed, I had to do a little squat action. So.
On the bed?
No. On the, oh.
Yeah, tell me what you were doing when you're, was he sitting on here and you were squatting on
his dick? We were in the bathroom and I have mirrors in the bathroom, like double mirrors. So we did it in front of the mirrors and on the floor. And I did a little squat action on top of them. Like,
I'm so proud of you. Your quads are probably fucking rough.
I was like, "You need to go," because I'm like, about my legs are going to collapse right now.
I'm going to fall on your dick.
Did he help you out a little bit with that squat? Like, lifting his hips up a little bit?
He did, yeah.
I was like, I don't think I would have got
Definitely closed my ring after that. And after I closed that ring, I was like, I'm done.
That was your double header.
I would be done too.
Was that session one or session two?
That was session two.
Oh yeah, you had to finish it off with
those squats. My legs were burning.
Okay, so I have a question for you guys. So say, obviously, you guys live with them, but if you guys weren't living with your significant other, do you feel like you would do the same things? Like, what would you do to spice it up? And we want to hear from you guys too. Like, how would you spice up in quarantine your sex life if you're not quarantined with them? Would you FaceTime them?
Oh, hell yeah.
Would you, like, send videos?
Yes.
See, so ABC, yes.
The engineer is going out of town for 2 weeks, so I'm going to send him some dirty-ass shit.
Okay, so do you like more, like, photos of, like, snippets or, like, full-blown videos or do FaceTime? Or, honestly,
like FaceTime. And then, you know, Snapchat has FaceTime, so nothing's saved.
Yeah, and don't do it on Zoom. Zoom got hacked.
They did.
Or do it if you want to get wild and get a sex tape out there.
I mean, my thing is, if I'm sending it, I'm sending you a bomb-ass picture of myself, so I really don't.
Like, you're taking the risk. You're not caring if that specific photo gets leaked.
Yeah, because it's like, I look good as fuck. I'm not sending you ugly pictures. Like,
listen, you can never send a picture of your face.
My phone is usually, like, I either do just my body down or my phone's like,
well,
great.
That's hard. Yeah. I feel like for me, I have a lot of tattoos.
Yeah, signatures.
You'll know if it's my body.
We all have the same tattoo now, right? So is it me?
Different shade.
We're only going to show our arm, and we need our friend to be in it as well.
So, our Mio Squad, I would suggest definitely sending the pictures and the videos. Oh, and total role-playing. If you guys live separate, hit up the FaceTime. Like, yeah. I feel like that's probably, like, the best thing.
It's real time. And honestly, if you guys have any, like, suggestions.
Lingerie, too. Like, bring out cute little outfits.
A little touchy-touchy. Feely-feely.
Yeah, all of it.
Licky licky.
So Des, you've been in hibernation. The Rona really, like, you were like peeking your whole, you were peeking your head out of hibernation a little bit, and then the Rona happened, and you were like
back into her fox.
Yeah, you were like,
like Groundhog Day. Do you see your shadow where he goes back?
I'm a fox. You're a squirrel. Yeah, no. So I was finally ready after my ex ruined my fucking world. Fuck you still to this day. Anyways, I was starting to be like, yeah, I'm a fucking date. I'm going to get out there. And then the Rona happened, and I'm like, well, fucking A, I don't know how to do this. So it's like, with Corona, everyone was in quarantine. And it's like, how do you date? What do you do? Like, I feel like Sammy got lucky with, like, finding someone.
I got really lucky.
You got so lucky.
It was a friend of a friend, and he actually, like, kind of knew that I had just got out of a relationship.
Yeah.
You guys had, like, already been attracted to each other.
Well, no, we weren't.
Oh, no?
No. We were, like, very friendly until that night.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So I feel like I didn't have the opportunity to get out there, and it's really pissing me off because it's, like, Corona, and now it's the curfew. So it's like, I'm trying to get out there to get out of my hibernation.
She's trying to live that hoe life.
I'm trying to live that hoe summer life.
Not to mention, she works in, like, a female-dominated field.
That's yes. True. Oh,
my God. I mean, even though she does go both ways, but, I mean, I know she likes to be a lot.
Yeah, I have a very, very slim picking for women. Very targeted audience that I like the women for.
She definitely has a list that she would want all the guys to check.
I've got a type.
That's my
men.
Type.
No, I've dated the whole spectrum, but women specific type.
So men, as long as you have a penis.
Ideally, women, it's okay. I have a strap on if you don't have it. But I feel like I don't think that I would have dated though. Obviously, I didn't. But, like, even looking back on it, I wouldn't date in quarantine.
So
I feel
you
like
you wouldn't have fucked?
You wouldn't risk it for the Rona?
I wouldn't. I actually started talking to one guy and one girl.
You're welcome.
I honestly, like, I wanted to. Because, you know, middle of the night, you're horny as fuck. And you're like, yeah, I'm going to hang out with you. I'm going to fuck you. And then you wake up and you're like, no, I'm not. I personally don't think it was worth it to risk it. because I didn't know these bitches and I don't know who they're fucking or around, so I wasn't gonna risk it for the biscuit at this time. So, but now I'm fucking ready.
Would you say that you guys would be into the apps during Rona?
Yeah.
Like you're ready to Tinder swipe? And Bumble and...
Okay, so this is what I feel like with the apps. Same thing. I'll be on it at night when I'm, like, lonely or in bed and bored and I'm, like, swipe, swipe, swipe. Then I start talking to someone and I lose interest. I don't know if apps are for me because I lose interest very quickly. I need to meet someone
in person. No, you need to meet a guy that's like, I'm ready to come over tonight.
Yeah, yes. You need to meet someone in person.
Totally. I don't want to talk to you. Like, I'll talk to you maybe after I fuck you. Because if I don't have that connection, like, we're not gonna last.
So Des isn't really into the apps. Wasn't feeling the apps during our lockdown corona. But we have a friend.
Oh, my gosh.
He's been on the podcast before. You guys will you probably know who he is. But
the full package.
He works. For a delivery company, and he delivers those packages. So,
if you know what I'm saying,
so going forward, we're going to refer to him as the full package.
You're welcome, full package.
So he just got out of a serious relationship. He's going through kind of a lot, and he's on those apps.
He's been swiping right, swiping left,
but he ain't hitting no home runs because
he's striking out. This poor guy, literally, I don't mean to put you on blast, but kind of do.
So there's two instances we're going to talk about really fast. Just hit on them so fast. He was talking to a girl. They were vibing, and she tells him that she has two kids. They start hooking up a little bit. They hook up a couple times, and then she comes back and says, I got to tell you something, and he's like, oh, what, you know? And she said, well, I don't have two kids. I have four kids.
Next time they wouldn't have done it, she'd probably been like, I got eight kids.
Okay, this is where I have the question. Like, so which two kids did you say you had? Like, which ones were they?
Which ones did you claim?
Which ones did you claim? Who are the other two that are, like, slid under the rug?
I feel like if you're going to say you have two kids, just say you have four.
Because kids is kids. Yeah. Like, at the end of the day.
For a single person, a kid is a kid.
Four kids when you're...
newly single. 30.
And he has no kids, so he doesn't. So I guess we could say that she was pretty because they hooked up that night after she said she had four kids, but she wasn't pretty enough to hook up with again. She wasn't like that pretty, like, I'm going to deal with your four kids and your baby daddy drama pretty.
Yeah, she wasn't that good.
She was pretty enough to hit it once. Last time.
And so, after
after telling her truth.
So, that was dear Rona.
That was story number one.
Story number two. He's talking to a girl, picks her up, and she must have been drunk or something. They were at a party. He tries to take her home. She throws up all in his car. He doesn't know what to do with her, so he takes her back to the party.
No, he didn't even take her home.
No, I think they got to her house, and he was like, I don't want to, like, knock on the door and have them think I did something to her.
So he was protecting himself.
Yeah, so he was like, he, like, called his friend that he knew at the pool party, was like, yo, we're coming back. You need to come get your friend out of my car right now.
So, I have one more story. We have three stories.
Say, the one at your house.
Story. We have a bonus story. I think this was before the lockdown. Oh. We were all out at the club. I think we were celebrating Sammy's birthday. Yeah. And we were at the bar. And literally, it's closing time, like 2 minutes before closing
time.
It's
like 1:45 and the lights are on.
He's been with us the whole time.
And we turn around and he's with this girl. We're like, oh, okay, blah, 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 that's fine. And he's our best friend. So because he's one of our best friends, we chose to... He doesn't drink, by the way. He doesn't drink at all. He's completely sober. He's always RDD. So because he picked up a girl, we're like, oh, you know, we'll be nice and we'll take an Uber home because we don't want to freak this girl out. Like, there's, like, a lot of us. We're not trying to cockblock our friends.
That's very intimidating, especially our group.
Granted, we're all going to the same fucking house. Yeah. We all get to the house. He's already in the bedroom with her. We're like, yeah, get it, da-da-da-da-da, get it, da-da-da. And all of a sudden, he comes out. And he's like, this bitch is crazy. We're like, what happened? It's like 3 a.m. in the morning. Yeah. We have to get up because we're leaving to go out of town the next day. We're all drunk as fuck. And he's like, she says she's part of the cartel. And she has all these people. And immediately were like, get her out of our house.
Isn't she crying at this point?
Pause. I'm going to interject. Sammy, what did you do at this moment?
Oh, my God.
Sammy was, like, dead asleep on the couch almost. And I said, like, Sammy, dead. I'm like, Sammy, we got to get this girl out of the house. She pops up real quick, puts her hair in a ponytail, and starts moving furniture out of
blows
the way.
Blows out the candle.
Blows out the candle. I said, yo, we about to fight. My hair's up. It's my birthday.
Couches
so mind
are
you,
moved.
I drank the most out of everybody, and I'm wasted. And I'm like, yo, we're about to fight. Okay. I move everything out of the way.
With this bitch who's from the cartel.
This fucking bitch from the cartel.
Sammy thinks moving furniture is going
to
help.
No, because if we were about to fight, we weren't trying to break anything. You know?
We burned the house down.
This girl couldn't even walk. She was like bawling her eyes out, crying, couldn't
wanting
even
Cheetos.
Walk. Yeah. Like, it was like the weirdest
ding,
thing.
Ding, 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 cartel,
and
come
so
fucking pick her up.
She like comes walking out. So she has to cross the house. So she walks out of the room. My arms are crossed. I have no makeup on. My hair is in a bun.
Don't you have no pants on? Both of you
I
had
have
no pants
no
on.
Pants no pants on. No bra on.
Yeah, we're not, like in our underwear.
I was like in, I know.
Bitches.
A t-shirt.
Somebody's old t-shirt. Yeah. So I didn't have any pajamas.
We're drunk.
We're wasted. And she has to walk across the house. And like me and Heather are staring this bitch down. Like, if it's about to go down, it's about to go down. But she clearly was young. And I'm sure she felt like humiliated. So she just like walked out and didn't make any eye contact.
Good.
And then Heather's like, walk that bitch down the street. Down to the corner. Take her to the corner.
Yeah, you don't want her to know where you fucking
and
live.
And like she Snapchat called somebody like, hey, da da da, come get me. And he's like, no, it's 3 a.m. And she's like, really? With my brothers and my uncles, you're not going to come get me? So what the fuck does this guy do? He fucking comes and gets her.
At 3 a.m.
At 3 a.m. But listen, I feel like if I called one of you guys, y'all would come get me at
your ride or die.
Yeah. No questions asked.
I mean, we wouldn't even be like, it's 3 a.m. We'd be like, bitch, let's go.
It was
you want Taco Bell?
Yeah.
You want Jack?
So we thought that night was pretty crazy, but it gets better. The next morning, we all do, like, a park workout Saturdays and Sundays. And for some dumbass reason, like, I had agreed to go work out after my birthday. And Heather, it's, like, 8 a.m. And Heather's like, all right, time to get up. We're going to work out.
I don't know.
And I'm like, you're not being serious, right? And so me and Heather and the full package all go to work out. He's, like, getting text messages. And we're like, what the, like, who the hell's texting
you? Who's blowing you
it's
up this early?
8 a.m. on a Saturday morning. Like, get off your phone. We're working out. So we, like, finish our workout. We're going to go get smoothies. And he's like, yo, you'll never believe this girl. We're like, what? Like, what? What does she want? Apparently, she was like, yo, homie, 160. You got my money?
Literally talking like that.
Literally,
like
talking
now.
That. Like, hey, bro, you got the 160? And our full package is like, the fuck? Like, no, I don't have your fucking money. Like, why are you texting me? So he blocks her. And then she texts from another phone and is like, okay, listen, like, you know,
I found the money.
I just want to talk to you. Like, you know, we can go have dinner sometime.
I really liked you.
Yeah, I really liked you, you know.
Red flag after red flag.
And like, the full package is like, what the? Okay, I'll unblock you, but yo, we ain't having dinner.
So this is what scares me. Like, did dumb think shit like that is like, I don't want to date with these motherfuckers like that. They're crazy.
You just got to screen our next dude, like, are you in the cartel?
So pretty much
how many kids
do
you have?
We're going to have questionnaires, and before you can go home.
Just like the COVID questionnaires, we're going to have a fucking life questionnaire. Okay, I'm cool with that.
It's an intelligence IQ.
We're going to do it. We'll put it on the podcast. We're going speed dating. Yes. We could bring, oh my God,
so
we should bring
stay
it.
Stay tuned for more hookup stories, because Desiree and I are going speed dating in 2 weeks.
Oh my God, I want to be lit as fuck.
Did you guys already get everything settled? And
do you work Monday nights?
Like a ticket?
Can I give you money and you can be
when are you guys going?
June 15th.
What time is it over? Because if I work until 7, I can get you after 7.
Perfect. She's going to be our DD. She'll tell you all the good stories.
I mean, I probably will have videos too.
It's going
to
be
those
fun.
You have to pay extra for. Only fans.
Only fans. So I think it's funny that we have some different perspectives, like the full package. He's diving right in, gives no shits about this coronavirus, but he ain't hitting it big with any of these bitches.
But he, like, will go, like, obviously multiple people, but Sammy has stuck with one guy, and she trusts this guy.
And I feel like that's the
with
right
the
move.
Corona.
Yeah, well,
yeah, that's
listen,
the best way.
Listen, he ain't got a job.
Like, he's all he's doing is on his laptop. He's an engineer. Like, all he's doing is homework. I trust him.
Yeah.
For you.
And Des needs to,
I'm here fucking myself, so I know I don't have the Rona.
True.
I can't.
That's one positive. That is. That's one positive.
Self-care, guys.
It's the best thing. You need it. Honestly. Everybody needs it.
Twice a day, homies.
For our relationship people, we are spicing it up with
double headers.
I was going to say double headers and
close your move ring. Get it.
Yes. Yeah, seriously, if you need a workout, like, press that other. Like, seriously, mixed cardio, come on. High intensity workout, get those squats in on that D. You will literally get him off in 2 seconds, but keep squatting because you still probably need to close that move ring.
And you also need to get off.
Make sure you're drinking your water. Stay hydrated.
And if you are into role playing, talk to Leticia because she's, you know, hit up.
She's doing Russian
accents. Do the accents. Seriously. Fucking squirrel
All
moves.
I gotta say is pick a Netflix show that you wanna just watch it. You'll get some ideas and some.
You're gonna see Leticia with a fucking wig the next
week. I'd be
week.
Like, I'm in a Vikings, like, fucking shield and that's
oh,
it.
And I think that's hot.
That's kinky. Yeah.
War
so,
paint.
War paint. Our Mio Squad, thanks for listening to us. Like I said, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Bring the Mio. And we also got a TikTok.
We filmed two before this, and they're amazing.
They are.
Yeah. Listen, they're fun. Watch it.
Thanks like for listening it. With us tonight. We're going to finish up this pregame and drink our black, or what is it, black cherry?
Cherry blackberry.
Cherry blackberry, you know, maybe squirt it on us a little bit. And
down her nipple.
Let it drip a little bit.
If you guys aren't tingling after she just said that, just... I don't know
Des
what to
is
do.
Tingling for you.
I am.
Seriously.
I gotta go get my vibrator right fucking now.
Thanks for tuning in. We talked about these quarantine hookups. And everybody stay safe out there. Don't get that Rona, that coronavirus.
Listen to Daddy Deucey. Stay in.
Yeah.
And pregame with us.
Yeah, pregame with us and get lit. Hey, 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 and we out.